Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Welcome to a special edition of Wrestling Inside the Ropes. My name is Mike Riley. Without Jay Stu this week, we have an exclusive interview with WWE Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page. But before we get to Diamond Dallas Page, we want to remind you that each week you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all of the other original podcasts available from Boston's home for sports. All of our podcasts are available on the Apple Podcast and Google Podcast stores. And privileged to be joined on the line by the Hall of Famer himself, Diamond Dallas Page, who will be in Providence, Rhode Island this weekend for Comic-Con Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right, DDP?
Yes. Actually, I got home today. We'll unpack, pack, and turn around and leave on Friday to go to Rhode Island for 3 days. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been up there in a while. And, you know, that whole Boston, Rhode Island area, Massachusetts, that whole part of the New England has always been really good to me. And, you know, I'm looking forward to coming out and, you know, we're doing autographs and taking pictures and, you know, kissing babies, you know, that whole deal.
All right, DDP, a lot of exciting things happening in your life. A couple of years ago, just inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. You're a three-time world champion, and you've been very successful with DDP Yoga, which has been around for quite a few years now. So why did you start DDPY, and what motivated you to do that?
Well, you know, it's not like I got to the end of my wrestling career, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put together a workout program for people. This is part of my life. You know, I didn't start wrestling until I was 35. My career took off when I was 40, which was in 1996. 1997 and 98, you know, if you watch the Monday Night Wars, you know I was on top of the world.
Right.
I just signed a multi-million-dollar three-year deal, and then bang, you know, I blew out my back. And what I did is I ruptured my L4 and L5, which are, you know, God gave us this incredible spine, and your spine really is your lifeline to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, what, you know, in between those vertebrae are these discs, and they're kind of like shock absorbers, you know, and they allow you to do a lot of crazy things when you're younger and as you're getting older, but at some point, people go into, you know, their back starts hurting them. In my scenario, those two discs between my L4 and L5, think of stepping on a jelly donut. And when you step on a jelly donut, you squish the bastard. You know, and that's what it's been, that's what it did for, you know, it literally blew my discs out. So now I was bone on bone. So the vertebrae, bone on bone.
Oof.
And that was excruciating. I was told by three different spine specialists that I would never wrestle again. And I, like I said, I just signed a multi-million-dollar three-year deal. So I would do whatever it took, you know, to come back. And the guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga, who I was at 42, would do anything. And what I ended up doing was starting to do yoga, and it really helped me a lot. And the reason why I call it DDP Yoga or DDPY is because it's not just yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I mix the yoga positions with the rehabilitation techniques. I mix that with old school calisthenics done with a slow burn movement. And what I figured out by accident, when you're doing a push-up, and whether it's a 3-second, a 5-second, 10-second push-up, or if you're weightlifting and you're doing curls, you know, I don't care, bench press, whatever it is, every time you flex or engage a muscle, your heart has to beat faster, get the blood to the muscle.
Right.
And what I call it dynamic resistance, you know, where in yoga classes, they may raise their arms to the heavens so the universe smiles back at you. I'm doing, you know, I've got you flexing and engaging muscles as you move from one position to another, which jacks your heart rate up and gets you to fat burning zone virtually standing still. So what became, you know, today I'm branding as DDP Yoga or DDPY, is a kick-ass cardiovascular workout that dramatically increases your flexibility, strengthen your core at a whole new level, all with minimal joint impact. In less than 3 months, I was back in the ring. At 42, those spine specialists, best in the world that I went to, or in our country anyway, I went to the best guys, and they all told me the same thing, you're done. At 42, they said my career's over. At 43, I was a world champ.
Yeah.
You know, so, I three different times I held that honor, and that just, you know, means I was one of the top drawing guys in the business. That's all it means. You know, it's like our, you know, Oscar, if you will.
Yeah.
And it was a great run, and I wrestled until I was 46, then I took off 2 years and 2.5 years, went to Hollywood, did that thing out there, still continuing to do that today, but I went back at 49 to go to TNA because I couldn't have handled the schedule of the WWE, you know, which could be 24, 26 days a month bouncing around in a ring. My body at 49 couldn't have handled that, but it could have handled 5 to 10 days, you know, the way I worked in the ring, the way my body hit that mat. And I went back to TNA just to show what I could still do. And then I retired at 49. And did limited diamond cutters at different shows occasionally. And I did my, I thought was my last diamond cutter 2 WrestleManias ago.
Yep.
At 2 days from 60 years young. And I thought that was it. But then I got a text from young Cody Rhodes. And I always tell everybody, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page.
Wow.
You know, without Jake the Snake Roberts, there's no 3-time world champion. Without Dusty and Jake, there's no Hall of Famer.
Right.
So I am very passionate about those two guys. And when Cody, who I've known since he's been 10 years old, when he texted me one night, because I told him, I said, you need me for anything for All In, just let me know. And one night he texted me, you got another diamond cutter in you.
Nice.
And I said, only for the WWE or him.
Yeah,
I would do it.
Sure.
And of course, that made it All In. I threw one in and got a pretty good pop.
Yeah.
But just show one I can still do at 62 years young.
Good for you.
And that's what DDP Yoga is all about. It's not really just a workout. Like our app, anyone can try it at any time. Go online. Go to your Google or iTunes or DDPYoga.com and sign up for the app. It costs you nothing. You get to try it out for 7 days. You don't like it, cancel it. But the bottom line is I let you go on there because it's not just workouts. And today I start those workouts with people because I'm working with so many, from disabled veterans to people who are elderly to people who are really beat up. So I've eliminated all excuses. Like on my app or on my DVDs, I call them DDPY Rebuild. And the first workouts start in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed. I got 3 workouts for you that'll help you not only get out of bed, but get in a chair. Well, I've got like 8 workouts for you sitting in a chair. And they progress you to help you get up so that you can stand up. And then my next set of are called Stand Strong. You're using the chair to help you balance, to help build strength, you know, to help you get to a point that maybe you don't need the chair anymore to get up and get down. And then you go to beginner, intermediate, advanced, extreme. Like, I've got everything across the board just on workouts, but then I've got a whole food area too, my nutrition area.
Yeah.
Where I teach you how to eat real food.
And I remember you saying one time that the 3 first letters in the word diet, right? What do you say about that all the time? D-I-E.
Die.
Exactly.
The diets don't work.
Yep.
Lifestyle changes work.
Right.
And on my app, I'm constantly trying to smarten people up, you know, and tell them where to go to get the information that they need to understand why they feel horrible. You know, I can show you, you know, just by going, but don't listen to me. Go watch these documentaries that they've done. You know, they tell you everyone should watch Food, Inc. It won the Oscar in 2007. Mm-hmm. And it's a documentary on what they've done to our food. Another, an unbelievable one is called, Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette. Yep. And it really shows you what they've done to our food. And I'm always trying to smarten people up. Like, my diet, if you will, or the lifestyle of how I try to get people to eat, is eat what God created. Eat real food.
Yeah.
And I show you what real food is on my app, and I don't just tell you about it. I do cooking shows with my wife or my kids or my, you know, some of my favorite chefs or just friends who have come up with great tasting healthy recipes. And then of course there's Motivational Monday. Every Monday I got another motivational thing up there, getting people to inspire to believe in themselves.
Love it.
So that's what it comes down to. It's more of a wellness app. Mm-hmm. Than anything. I would never call it a workout app.
Right.
Even though a workout's a primary.
Right.
You know, but I try to teach people that as important as the workout is, as important as the food is, that's 10% of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
The 90% is between your ears. I just wrote a book about it. It'll be out January 15th.
Okay.
And you can order it right now on DDP. You can pre-order it at ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable. And if you order it, you can order it there. It'll on that /ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable, there'll be links to whether it's Amazon or, you know, Barnes & Noble. It's for sale everywhere, pre-order everywhere. But if you go through my site to do it, you'll have the proper links. But you'll also see where I have a book plate, and this is for anybody who's coming to Rhode Island Comic Con. If you get the book now,
mm-hmm.
I bring book plates with me. And what is a book plate? A book plate is something you're gonna take and put as a sticker inside the book when you get the book. If you bring us a pre-order slip, if you can show that you pre-ordered the book, I'm going to give you that sticker. It has my autograph on it. Now, my autograph is $40 an autograph.
Right.
The picture is $40. The picture combo is $60.
Yep.
You know, that's like the going rate for all top guys.
Sure.
The book costs $24.
That's a steal.
The autograph I'm going to give you for that costs nothing. So you do the math.
Two for the price of one. Yeah.
Right.
Two for the price of one.
Actually better than that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. You know, Positively Unstoppable.
Love it.
The Art of Owning It is all about owning it.
And
what is it? It's, you know, it's whatever you want it to be.
Right. And I'm so glad you said
all about.
Right. And own your life. What is all that about? Own your life. That's your new. That's where you're going with here. Tell us about it.
It all comes down to, you know, but I wanted to even break it down because, you know, I wanted to take it to a different level. So it could mean not just, you know, it could be your fitness. It could be, let's use the word diet. It could be what you put in your body. It could be your relationship with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
It could be how you work in, you know, just how you work in life, like how you confront situations at your job. Everything is your mindset and how you program your mind. And that's what I'm constantly trying to get people to do, you know, to try to get them to reprogram their mind. So that things come way easier. And is it challenging in the beginning? Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah.
I just give you, like, the blueprint in Positively Unstoppable. I give you the blueprint.
I love it. Now, I got to ask you real quick, just going back to All In, I know you said it was sold out in Chicago. Cody asked you to be there for the whole event, and then you're just coming off Jericho's cruise. But All In sounds like they're going to be doing it again next year. I know they sold out, the Ring of Honor did WrestleMania weekend at Madison Square Garden, by the way, which I'm sure you know about in New York. Just your thoughts on the current day product of professional wrestling, where it is now with the whole network and so forth and the involvement of it over time?
The network, to me, the WWE network is amazing.
Yeah.
For guys who were lucky enough to be top guys in the 80s and the 90s, it was like a rebirth. You know, Jake and I talk about it all the time. We both really come from different eras, you know, but we're only 11 months apart, you know, because I started so late. But it was like we were already had, like, a really good following of people who were, you know, wanted to know more about Jake Snake Roberts, wanted to know more about Diamond Dallas Page. But when that network came out, it just opened up so much more. It was almost like the classic rock. When they started playing classic rock, all those bands of the 80s had a whole new rebirth. You know, bands of the 70s and 80s had a whole new rebirth. I love the network, but as a wrestling fan, it's not just, you know, I started seeing it happen about 5 years ago when I was in the UK, and I noticed that the independent wrestling in Glasgow, you know, in Scotland, and in all over the, you know, from London to Manchester, and so many places had their big promotions.
Right.
And they were drawing really good. There was guys 5 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, making a living wrestling on the independent scene. Like, they didn't have to have another job.
Yeah.
Well, unless you worked for the big companies back in the day, WCW, WWF, you had to have another job. You know,
mm-hmm.
You were out there wrestling on the weekend.
Yeah.
But today, these guys get so much work that they can make a living, like a comfortable living. And then about three years ago, it really started to light up, you know, and that was around the time when Cody left WWE, which is about 2 years ago, a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal when you're making $500,000, and I'm sure he's making easily $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's stupid money, you know,
right.
And to walk away from it because they don't see you where you see you. Like, there was a time in WCW when I tore my rotator cuff, and when I came back, I knew Bill Watts didn't see anything in me. So instead of me trying to get another contract with him, I just walked away.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough that I walked into Jake, who took me under his wing,
mm-hmm.
and he taught me. And, that's a huge reason why I was able to, you know, do what I did. It's a huge reason why I brought Jake into my house in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, my place called, you know, the Accountability Crib for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had to be accountable for their actions, from me to Scott to Jake. And, you know, right now it just started playing. Resurrection of Jake the Snake just started playing on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got Amazon Prime and you've never seen it, do yourself a favor and watch it, because it's super inspiring, and it'll really, you'll understand what we're doing today.
Yeah, it's a...
And, you know, what the program is all about. And did it save their lives? So, you know, according to those two, yeah, it did. And, you know, it's like, but in my DDP, what I call the Accountability Crib, I moved out of that house and I moved to another place, but I kept that.
Right.
And I literally, last week, made it accessible to people. It's not a rehab house. It's an Airbnb.
Right.
And there's the Jake the Snake Roberts suite, the Razor Ramon suite, the DDP suite. And my wife and my boys who work with me, we put together all these pictures from Resurrection and the Hall of Fames and different, you know, pictures I have with different people that have come into my life, whether it's celebrities or people who are part of what we're doing. And the Accountability Crib is, it's not a museum, but, you know, it's a little bit like it, you know, and it's super homey. If you go to Airbnb and pull up DDP's Accountability Crib, if you're coming to Atlanta for a Braves game or the Falcons or the Hawks or...
Super Bowl this year.
United team... Super Bowl, that's blocked out right now.
Oh, that's too bad. So you're not going to take any Patriots fans, huh?
Well, you know, I love Patriots. I'm a big Brady fan.
Nice, good.
I'm Atlanta fan too. But you know, there's a reason why. I mean, I don't really follow teams as much as I do players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who makes me go, "Wow, dude, what you're doing?"
Right.
You know, Tom Brady. You know, LeBron James would be at the top of that list.
Right.
You know, and if you look at the way that they live their lives, you know. And Brady, I mean, you got to say, how the hell at 40 years old? Okay, so he didn't
41 now.
This year, he got 41 now. Yeah. But I'm talking about when he lost the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, he still threw for 457 yards.
Played out of his mind.
Like
yeah.
Yes. You know, I mean, like, how is he doing that? Well, you know, a lot of the same stuff that, you know, Brady's putting his body through right now and the reconditioning and how he eats and everything, that's all the stuff I teach.
Yeah. No, I love it.
You know, I'm on board with everything he's doing. I'm a huge fan as a human being of him. I mean, I love his, you know, as an athlete, you know, he's ridiculous. He's mm-hmm. great. But as a human being, the way he walks the talk.
Yeah.
So is LeBron. LeBron, well, I saw LeBron in an interview, and LeBron said he spends $1.1 million on his body a year.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, it's, you know, when you really think about it, it's still a fraction of what he makes. But
right.
It's he's putting it back into his body. So does Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the guys in the C Labs, I don't know what Drew Brees is doing, but whatever the hell he's doing,
mm-hmm.
that sure as hell works.
Yeah, second oldest quarterback in the league, totally, yeah. I got to tell you, too, DDP, a couple of weeks ago we had your fellow Hall of Famer, Jimmy Hart, here on with us, and Jimmy was singing your praises, saying that nobody has worked harder than DDP, starting from the days of WrestleMania VI. When you were in the Cadillac there for Rhythm and Blues in Toronto, and he was really inspired about what you're doing today for other people. So your peers are recognizing your work for the lives of you changed throughout the world today. And it's really amazing. DDP Yoga available. Give us that website again where people can sign up for it and the book as well when that's coming out in January.
DDPYoga.com. And it's all the information's there, all the videos. You want to see the most inspiring video you've ever seen of the disabled veteran that I helped. You know, it's all right there, you know. So, you know, right now we got 20% off on everything if you want to buy DVDs. But, you know, if you just want to go right to the app, you know, it don't cost you anything. You can just go on the app and try the app, and if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, then cancel it. You know, it doesn't cost you anything. But I always tell people, don't listen to a word I have to say about my program. Go on Twitter, at DDP Yoga, at Real DDP on Twitter, or Diamond Dallas page on Instagram, or DDP Yoga on Instagram, and just read what comments people say. In the last 3 months, Buff Bagwell has been, you know, in and out of work because he had to go back for operations, but I've been working with him, helping him keep his mobility mm-hmm. and try to keep in the best shape he could be in right now. Raven, who couldn't lift his arm past his shoulder, who's now got his biceps next to his ears
wow.
as far as raising his arms over his head, and couldn't lift his arm past his shoulder for a couple of years. Fit Finley, same thing. You know, the boys are constantly coming in and working with me. And then you talk about superstars today, like the guy who, you know, I think has the most promise of anyone in the world would be Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
And when McIntyre came off this last injury, because he started and stopped my DDPY program a couple times, and this time when he was coming back, he got a hold of me, and he said, I really want to get this down. When I can be able to actually take it to the next level, I'd like to come up and work with you. He drove 7.5 hours from Tampa, Florida to Atlanta, GA to work with me over 2.5 hours. He stayed for my new movie, our new documentary. It's going to be out in 2019 called Relentless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a super inspiring documentary that we did.
Nice.
He watched that, turned around, drove 7.5 hours home.
Wow.
And then just came back. That was like 6 months ago. And then just came back 3 weeks ago, flew up, him and his wife. They spent the day with me and flew out that night. He took her home, and then he took a 6 o'clock flight out to the next place. That kid's got work ethic at a whole different level.
Love it.
And, again, big supporter of my program. One of Boston's own, Tommaso Ciampa.
Sure.
You know what? The NXT champ right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he put up an awesome tweet 2 weeks ago talking about how, you know, me coming into his life and just helping guide him helping him with the program. He's doing the program 5 days a week. You know, so is Aleister Black and AJ Styles. Like, these guys who are taking such impact on their body at a major level, you know, part of their toolbox. It's not the only thing they do, but part of their toolbox is stay in the ring and stay healthy is to do my program. So it works from people who are elite athletes, like these guys I'm talking about, to disabled veterans and older people. So it's like it's from one end of the spectrum to the other. So it's easy for me to talk about it, and I'm passionate about it, and I've been talking about it for 18 years now.
Yep.
And about 7 years ago, we were a 10-year overnight success.
That's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Right. And you just motivated me to get on the program now, too, because I've been looking to start my own a different workout program. I'm ready to jump on this because I'm not going to wait to ask for this for Christmas. I'm going to buy it on my own, and I'm going to start the program next week, DDP. I can't wait.
Well, here's the deal. What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you 30 days free on the app.
Yeah.
When we get off the phone, I'm going to hook you up with it, tell you exactly where to go.
Okay.
And I want you to do it on your own. It costs you nothing.
Okay.
30 days. And in 30 days, you find me, and I'll check back in with you, and you tell me where you're at with it.
You got a deal. That's a deal, and I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much. And I do have to ask you this, just totally separate from everything, but this was a question that a few listeners wanted to get this in here for you. If you could have one more match in the ring, your dream match, who would it be with?
Well, you know, if Randy Orton's still, you know, working today, you know, I would have loved to have gotten in the ring with him, you know, Diamond Cutter versus RKO, or I would have loved to have done the People's Champion versus People's Champion, me and The Rock. Man, that would have been such money. It would have been amazing to watch. The energy would have been through the roof. To me, at this point, I can see he's the real People's Champion. That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, he could be. You know, I got so much respect for so many of the boys in the business. He would be right up there at the top of the ladder, though. You know, the biggest star in the world. The biggest star in the world is one of us.
Yeah.
That is, and he holds that gauntlet with such pride and humility. You know, The Rock can talk some smack without question.
Yeah.
But The Rock is a humble cat, you know, and he is so grateful. And you can see it if you really follow him, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, because he really does that stuff. You know, he puts it out there and a lot of really heartfelt stuff, you know.
Just like you, very motivational, very inspirational, just like yourself.
Oh, incredibly, yeah, you know? Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, he'd be crazy to do it as far as I'm concerned, but he actually could be the President of the United States.
Yeah. You know? That's true.
I said it 3 years ago. Yeah. I literally said it 3 years ago that if this time of venture to run for president, he can win. He really could. Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
You know, he's the everyman.
He's got the charisma.
And,
Got
it all, man.
Yeah.
Got it all. And it would have been great. So listen, guys, come by Rhode Island.
Rhode Island Comic Con.
Get down there to Providence. Rhode Island Comic Con. You'll probably understand, this is the fourth biggest Comic Con in the world.
Wow. Okay.
You know, of course, you know, the original Comic-Con in San Diego is number one. New York's number two. Chicago's number three. And Providence is number four.
Wow.
That's a pretty big deal because there's big, big, big Comic-Cons. I try to do one a month. I don't want to really do more than that. You know, once in a while, I'll do two in a month. But sometimes I'll go 6-8 weeks without doing one just because I'm too busy. But I try to get to the busier ones. And the biggest thing out there, when I was on Chris Jericho's cruise, and this is not a weight loss program, but it's part of the component that makes it a really awesome side effect.
Right.
And I had at least seven people come up to me, and tell me they'd lost 100 pounds or more.
Wow.
I had 20 people come up to me and tell me, and I'm talking about easily 20, that they had lost 50 or more pounds.
Wow.
You know, and that's where the whole dynamic resistance, I teach you how to engage your muscles as you're moving. And it's so amazing. And when I tell you, I'm not BSing you. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like Jacob Scott. I wouldn't say at that level. But if I had 30 people walk up to me and say, dude, you saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low number. Because, I mean, it was like, man, you know, it's really humbling.
I was going to say, that's going to be the best reward you can hear from someone telling you that face to face.
Yeah, and Jake's and Scott's, which was probably really real, you
right,
know, at that
right.
point. But with a lot of people, just so much, they're in so much back pain.
Yeah.
You know, they're in so much discomfort. And, you know, my program helps your knees, your hips, your back, your shoulders, just your body in general. So that's what it's really about to me. Mm-hmm. That's why I have everybody take these 6 pictures on the app. You're going to take them.
Yep.
And, you know, Sarge, you want to take those 6 pictures because a month from then, you're going to see a little difference. And 2 months from them, you'll take out the 30-day and you'll put in the 60-day, and you're going to go, wow.
Can't wait.
My body's starting to change. And it's not just weight. It's the physiology, the flexibility, and the core strength. And I had a guy, you'll see him in Relentless, the documentary that I was telling you will be out in sometime in 2019. I had a guy who started being 601 pounds named Slim Gilliam. And in that documentary, at one point, he's 385 pounds. When he is 601, he can just about, I do this thing where you grab your foot and try to pull it over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while you're standing on the other leg, it's just a core strength thing. At 601, he could barely get his leg off the ground and balance himself more than 8 inches off the ground. At 385 pounds,
wow,
he grabs that foot and pulls it over his head.
Oh, my gosh. He could be a football lineman.
You'll see it.
That is crazy.
You'll see him do it and him talking about it while he's doing it.
That's incredible.
And that's the whole thing, because that's why I want everyone to, like, take pictures are great, but video, you can't gimmick the video.
Yeah.
That's why Disabled Veteran Arthur Borman's video is so strong. It's why it's on probably the other side of 500 million views between the YouTubes and everybody taking it and putting it in different languages.
Right.
And all the Facebooks. You know, how many times it's gone viral. No matter what, if you want to be inspired today, go to ddpyoga.com. Just go to the bottom of the page. Watch that video on Arthur Borman. All right, Sarge.
Love it. Hey, DDP, we'll let you go, but real quick, three-time champion. I want you to give me a diamond cutter. Come on, let's go. Give me the bold bang.
Bang!
Once again, special thank you to WWE Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page. He'll be at Rhode Island Comic Con Friday, November 2nd through Sunday, November the 4th. For more information on the Rhode Island Comic Con, check him out online at ricomiccon.com. And, of course, DiamondDallasPage.com for DDP Yoga. And as always, you can follow along my Twitter account at Sarge985, at I am James Stewart, who is not able to join us here today, and our Wrestling Inside the Ropes Twitter account at WrestleCast985. And don't forget, each week you can listen to the Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page at 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. And be sure to check out all of the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are available on the Apple Podcasts and Google Podcast stores. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time here on Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.